You know, I'm sitting here during a commercial break one day, and I heard this commercial for New England Hemp Farm. And I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Yes.
Let's talk to someone. So now we have Brian Edmonds, co-founder, New England Hemp Farm, on. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for being part of the family here. So I'm guessing the hemp farm, you do what? You grow hemp.
We grow hemp. We have a full line of CBD products that that people could purchase and have proven very beneficial for many people. My partner, Keith Banofsky, is growing hemp up in Canterbury, Connecticut, and that's up off of 395 in the eastern part of the state. And we've grown, last year we grew some real high-quality hemp. That was the first year last year that hemp was legal to be grown in the state of Connecticut in over 80 years.
Over 80.
Wow.
Tell us about how it was legal, then illegal.
Sure. So CBD and hemp has had a huge history of being cultivated in human history, going back 8,000 years. So in the colonial era in the U.S., hemp was used to make rope, to make sails, to make cloth. It was a very, very versatile product that could grow a lot of different places and be used for a lot of purposes. You know, some say in the early 30s, 20s, 30s, some of the major manufacturers of cloth, rayon, DuPonts of the world, pushed to ban hemp, and hemp was made illegal, along with other, you know, cannabis-related products. And then even during World War II, when they needed production, they put hemp back in production to make uniforms for our troops in the war effort, and then it's been illegal ever since. And now, just in since the Farm Act of 2018 was signed, they brought industrial hemp, which is basically marijuana cousin that has less than 0.3% THC. So it's a non-intoxicating cousin of the marijuana plant.
Right, because some folks make a mistake and think they can smoke the hemp, and you'll get nothing out of it.
You can actually smoke the hemp, and we have hemp flower. We have pre-rolls that we brand as CB Doinks. And what you do, they're 15% CBD content. So when you smoke it, you don't get intoxicated, but you get the benefits of CBD. Anti-anxiety, pain relief, it helps relax a lot of people. But again, non-intoxicating with a lot of positive benefits for many people.
It's like the non-alcoholic beer
exactly.
of the marijuana world.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we found over the holiday season, you know, 6 months ago, that we'd have grandmothers smoking CBD with their grandkids and giggling about it like they were breaking the rules. But everyone was not getting intoxicated. They were just kind of getting a nice little anti-anxiety feel of CBD. So yeah. It was very cool.
How does that work with everyone, the anti-anxiety? And is it one of those you use it, it works, but then a month or two down the road, you need to take more and more?
I would say, you know, my personal experience with CBD is I started using a tincture, which is the drops of CBD, variety of different strengths. You stick it under your tongue in the morning or at night, and you take, you know, a milligram dose every day, and it's helped me with pain relief. It's helped me sleep better. It's helped me with anti-anxiety. The products, what we tell people is start with quality products you can trust. That's a key thing. You know, don't buy your CBD in a gas station. You need to make sure your CBD is qualified, quality product that's been thoroughly third-party tested. Next, what are you looking for? Am I looking for help with anxiety? Do I'm trying to sleep better? Am I looking for pain relief? And then stay with it for 3 weeks to a month and see how you feel. So instead of making claims about it, which we're never going to do, we tell people, try it, stay with it. It works for many, many people. And if it doesn't work for you, then move on. But if you try it and you stay with it correctly and take it every day, most people find great benefits in getting CBD into their system.
But once you start using it for something, let's just say anxiety, yep. and it works, over time, will your body not
you need a higher dose
react to it?
You know, we haven't seen a higher dosage. What people have to realize, there's in our bodies is what's called an endocannabinoid system. So that system was discovered 30 years ago. It's a system of nerve endings inside your body. And we have natural cannabinoids in our system. They say that mother's milk has cannabinoids in it. So CBD is a cannabinoid. And when you get it into your system, it interacts with your endocannabinoid system and gives you kind of regulates your system. So people experience what they call homeostasis. It's a sense of well-being. It regulates this internal system of nerve endings inside your body. And it seems that when you get to a certain point, you kind of have filled the tank. You keep getting it in your body. I've been using CBD now for probably 6 months, and I'm not taking any more than I used to take. I'm taking the same amount. And I think for most people, they get to a certain point and they stay with it, and it works well for them.
And when do you take it? In the morning, night, either one or both?
I do it in the morning. Well, and just to give you an idea of the products, we have a lineup of topicals, very easy. Those are lotions that you put on the outside, aches and pains. You got shoulder aches. You got hand pain. They work very, very well. We've got topicals. Tinctures are the drops that you stick underneath your tongue and absorb for a minute and a half to 2 minutes. That's probably the quickest way to really get CBD in your system. We also have edibles, which are vegan gummies that we currently have, and liquid capsules. So those go through your digestive tract, and that's a little bit less of an immediate impact. And then we also have a full lineup of pet products because your pets have an endocannabinoid system.
That's a whole nother.
Greatly.
We're going to have you back on to talk about that because I'm really intrigued with that too.
Yeah, I can't.
But so
out.
This stuff. All right, let's just say you take it in the morning every day.
Right.
How long does it last?
I find if you take it on a regular basis, you kind of feel what some people, one of our best testimonials, I think, is a young woman who said, it's not so much what it makes me feel, the CBD from New England Hemp Farm, it's what I don't feel. And so it really is just that kind of cuts the edge a little bit. And all of a sudden you use it for a while. And then 2 weeks later, you're going to say, wow, I personally haven't taken an Advil now in over 5 months. Okay. I used to take Advil 3 or 4 times a week and for aches and pains or for hangovers or for whatever reason. And people who start to use CBD find that they're not taking pain relievers like that. They're feeling better. They've got more energy. They're sleeping better. So, I'm not going to make claims, but what I do say is start with quality CBD products. If you're interested, give it a try. Stay with it. And I'd say the difference that we have at New England Hemp Farm is we have people available to talk to you on the phone, one of our hemp experts, who can talk to you about our product lineup, about what your needs are, and about what we think would be the best fit for what you're trying to take care of.
What about a company drug test?
The legal description of CBD is less than 0.3% THC. So when you're taking a tincture or taking a liquid capsule with 25 milligrams, which is a very small amount of CBD oil, the amount of THC in that is minuscule. So, if you're really concerned about it, we have complete non-THC. We have isolates, which have no THC at all. But the products that we have generally are not a problem. There are people who are hyper worried about it. But with the percentages of the legal limit of THC, it's really not a big issue.
New England Hemp Farm on the phone. What about, is it like wine where, this batch of grapes were good, so this year was the best?
Crops, yeah.
Yeah. Is it like that?
Yeah.
Now, there are various degrees of CBD. So what we typically encourage people to try is what's called full spectrum CBD. And that will have a full array of cannabinoids along with a little minuscule amount of THC. As some people will sell an isolate product that strips out the THC completely and just gives you CBD. When you have a full spectrum CBD product, it has an array of cannabinoids that people say interact better with the body, also known as the entourage effect. So most of the products that we have are full spectrum CBD products, meaning that you've got a full lineup of cannabinoids that are in that product. Again, there are many companies out there that go with more of an isolate product that really isolates it. One of the purest that we have is a smokable hemp flower that we obviously grew in Connecticut.
That sounds great.
Spectrum product. And you know, for many people, it's really cool. People like it. It really mellows them out and gives them all the benefits of CBD.
I could talk to you about this all day. So we'll have you back to talk more about that and then talk about products for the pets.
Exactly, please.
Yeah.
Yep.
The hyper doggy.
Chill the dog out.
I just want to shout out, you know, you guys do a great job. I've been a big fan of Chaz and AJ.
Thank you, brother.
You guys have been around.
Thank you.
I remember when you started, and I think that was back when Mike Lapatino was young. I can't even remember how long ago that was.
That long ago, huh? Wow.
That's right. I'm sure Mike's a big customer of yours.
Yeah, really.
Just to before we go, you don't need a medical prescription or anything to go to your store, right?
You do not. Our store is at 136 Main Street in Westport, Connecticut. And since hemp became legal nationally last year, these are fully legal products with less than 0.3% THC. We are also online at newenglandhempfarm.com. And we've got some Father's Day specials going on right now.
Ah,
you can use the code online.
Cool.
You can use code DAD15 and get 15% off.
DAD15.
And as part of our customer service, within 10 miles of Westport, Connecticut, we will deliver it to you personally. And otherwise, we'll ship it out to you. But, you know, plenty of availability. And we're looking forward to attending. New England Hemp Farm is going to be at the Lapatino Golf Tournament later this year. So we're really excited about working with you guys.
Thank you.
And it's great for us to get a chance to be here on WPLR. You guys are great. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Brian, thank you. Brian Edmonds, co-founder of New England Hemp Farm. We're linked up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. We'll have him back. That's great. Very informative.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.